Hello, good evening. Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Do you have a couple of minutes for a quick survey about issues facing your community and the nation?
Okay. I'm going to put you, catch you on speaker. I'm going to take you out.
No, okay. So you let me know whenever you're ready, okay?
So think of it. They get.
I don't even know how to do it. You go ahead.
Okay. Are you registered? Which political party are you registered to vote for?
Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislator, and local office in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you definitely vote, very likely to vote, someone likely to vote, not very likely, or not likely at all to vote?
No, I probably will vote.
Probably will vote?
I'm legally blind, so I need help, you know, to get there.
Okay, so would you say it's somewhat likely or very likely?
Well, very likely.
Okay. Going on to the next question, you're doing an excellent job, and I highly appreciate your time. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections? Will you go in person to the poll place on election day?
In person.
Okay. Excellent. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age range, sir? Are you 80, are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56, 65?
80 plus.
Okay, and what an honor, sir. Hopefully I can say the same thing one day, okay? What is the last grade of schooling, formal education that you completed? High school, some college.
Some college, yeah. I would say probably 2 years of college, yeah.
2 years, okay. Now you will be given a list of some public officials that may be familiar to you. Please indicate how favorable you feel towards them, or if you feel unfavorable of the opinion of each person, okay? Now, if you've never heard of the person, it's okay to say Linda Bartz.
I've heard of her.
Do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards this person?
Medium.
Medium? So somewhat favorable?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What about Ken Mascara?
Very positive.
Very, very favorable. Okay. What about Richard Del Toro?
Positive.
Okay. Keith Pearson?
Negative.
Is that very negative or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Kathy Townsend?
I'm only familiar through her political ads that she's sending through the mail.
Okay. So does it make, do you feel very unfavorable?
No. Somewhat, you know, in the middle. Yeah, right in the middle.
So somewhat. Okay. In your own words, if you can tell me, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? I just need one quick sentence.
I never heard of the guy.
Never heard of the guy. Okay, that's valid. Bear with me. The next one is, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I just have a positive feeling about him. I've never met him. I just have a positive feeling.
I have a positive feeling. That's exactly what I put here, sir. With your permission, we'll move along, okay?
Okay.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming Republican primary elections. Now, in the Republican, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? We have two candidates, Erin Ann Laurie and Linda Bartz.
Linda Bartz.
Okay. And would you definitely or probably vote?
Probably.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have two candidates, Audra Makem, and we have Kathy Townsend.
Kathy Townsend.
Is that a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Excellent, sir. Thank you very much. And at least, and lastly, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? We have Keith Pearson, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, and Richard Del Toro.
Del Toro.
Excellent. Okay. Definitely or probably, sir?
Definitely.
Perfect. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I don't know. I've never heard of the man.
Never heard. Well, if you just had to choose, sir, do you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Never heard to be.
I never heard of him, so I can't approve at all. No. I didn't know he wasn't in sheriff. I didn't know.
Didn't know. Okay. All right. That's valid. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. Did you receive some kind of, or did you see a television ad? I have to read this, okay? And I did hear you state that you're legally blind. Now, did you receive something in the mail, a text message? Mail, okay.
Mail.
Perfect.
Yep.
And did what you received in the mail recently, does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro?
More,
okay. From the following list, what have you read, heard, or seen about Keith Pearson and his campaign?
All I know is I see his negative ads.
Okay, so negative ads, here it is. Okay. And is that more likely or less likely for you to vote for Keith Pearson?
I won't vote for him.
Okay, much less likely then, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purposes only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Very conservative.
Perfect. And what is your main racial background, sir?
Caucasian.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. You've done great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.